one torn ACL, one last-minute application, and now one unforgettable trip to New Zealand for Kai Abramson. The Royal Bay Secondary Grade 11 student is preparing to leave for a month-long rugby development program in the Bay of Plenty, one of New Zealand's most respected and historic rugby regions, after earning a prestigious scholarship that caught him by surprise. "I filled out the application 2 days before the deadline closed," Abramson said. "I honestly thought it was a long shot. But when May 1st rolled around, the email came through. He was accepted, a 50% scholarship in hand. The rest? Excitement, disbelief, and a realization that this summer would be unlike anything he'd experienced before. It didn't fully hit me until I woke up this June 13th morning and realized I was actually going to New Zealand," Abramson said. The opportunity will see the 16-year-old training daily in a high-performance setting, competing with local teams, and immersing himself in the rugby culture that has made New Zealand a global powerhouse in the sport. "I'll be practicing and playing basically every day," Abramson said. "Wednesdays are our off days. We'll be going on excursions to see the country. So it's going to be quite an experience to live and breathe their rugby and culture for a month." Abramson's passion for rugby dates back to grade 9, when Royal Bay teacher and coach Ray Barkwill, who also coached him in basketball, nudged him to give it a shot. "I was playing basketball and volleyball back then, and he said I should try out for the school rugby team," Abramson said. "That was my first taste, and ever since then, I've loved it." But his journey hasn't been without setbacks. In grade 10, he tore his ACL and missed an entire year. It made him even more motivated when he returned to the field. Now a versatile back who plays fly half and inside center, he's become a key figure on both the school team and Westshore RFC, where he competes at the club level. "Especially with club, I've really noticed the skill development," Abramson said. "The level is higher, and you're pushed to improve in more intense settings." Souk School District praised Abramson's leadership and drive in a statement following the scholarship announcement. "This opportunity is a testament to Kai's relentless work ethic, commitment to excellence, and leadership on and off the field," the school district said on a social media post. "At Royal Bay, he's not only a key contributor to the rugby program's success, his drive to improve and compete at the highest level inspires students and staff alike. That same spirit is what fuels his goals heading into grade 12. I'm super excited to see the younger players improve and move up to the senior team," Abramson said. "We didn't make provincials this year, but I'm really hoping we do next season." Off the pitch, this will be Kai's first time overseas, a big step, made even more significant by the fact that after his mom and sister drop him off at Vancouver International Airport, he'll be on his own for the journey. Prior to this, his furthest journey was to Alberta. His flight from Vancouver to Auckland will span 14 hours. "I'm a bit nervous, but I've got movies and podcasts ready for the long flight," he laughed. "And I'll be staying with a host family down there, so it'll be cool to see something totally new." He credits Royal Bay's rugby coach, Mr. Barkwill, with much of his growth in the sport. "He's been a great mentor," Abramson said. "From being a team leader to teaching the actual skills of the game, he's helped me so much. I wouldn't be going to New Zealand if it weren't for him." Looking long-term, Abramson is keeping his options open, but if rugby can open doors to university or more travel, he's ready to chase those chances. "If I get the opportunity to play at the next level, I'd 100% take it," Abramson said. "You'd be kicking yourself later in life if you didn't." For now, he's just soaking in the moment, the kind that seemed impossible just a few months ago. "I'm so happy I applied," Abramson said. "It's something I'll remember for the rest of my life."